I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, I've had double duty today. I've been stateside once. We've had two lives. This is the second live, and I have got none other than wrestling legend of the AWA, WWE, NWA, owner of Brew City Wrestling out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's none other than Frankie DeFalco for episode 175 of Stu's Wrestling Podcast. Just need to come back a bit there with that long-winded intro, Frankie.
I got blown up just watching you do that.
How are we, Frankie? How's things?
I'm spectacular now, Stu. How the hell are you doing?
Not bad. And like I said, off camera, you know, if you feel like shit, no one gives a shit anyway. So here we are.
Very true. Very, very
true. Yeah, man. I'd like to ask about your start in the business. Now, I've seen podcasts. I've seen you on AWA Unleashed, which was last November. But for my viewers and listeners, just giving your background, your start in pro wrestling, how it happened for you.
Well, back in the day, I was a gym instructor, gym teacher at a local boys and girls club here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the kids would tell me that a professional wrestler would always go in there and put holds on them and would never release the holds for a while. So one day I got in there early, and sure enough, he was doing it. And I went up behind him and I put him in the sugar. He couldn't get out. And then he said those magical words, "Hey, how would you like to become a professional wrestler?" So I trained for about 4 or 5 months. And May 24th, 1979, I had my first match.
Unbelievable. And obviously, you were a huge fan of wrestling before as well. Yeah. So it's just the ultimate. That must have been the ultimate.
Yes.
That day in 1979.
You know, back in the day, this was AWA territory with the Crusher, Bruiser, Baron Von Raschke, Wahoo McDaniel, Vern Gagne, Greg Gagne, Jim Brunzell. That's what I grew up watching. You know, back in the day, we all had the territories until Vince McMahon decided to fuck up everything, you know. So
I've gone back, not to make this about me, this is about you. I had to go back because all we knew over here was WWE and obviously our World of Sport that was on. The Queen watched World of Sport. Can you believe it? You know, she did. She tuned in every week. She did. It's a known fact with the corgi dogs. But yeah, just I didn't know about the territories. I had to go back years later. And that's when I found out about the AWA, man. So yeah, just your time in the AWA, and you've listed all them legends there. I bet it was just amazing. I bet you were a sponge.
Oh, it was great. And then, you know, once I got in the business, see, I was a security guard for a company back then. And then all of a sudden, the guys like Nick Bockwinkel and those guys recognized me, who I was. And then I got to be friends with them, talking to them, you know, picking their brains. Unlike what the youth of the business do these days, the youth, that's a whole nother subject, but they don't like picking the brains of the veterans in the business these days, the young kids. They just consider watching the shit that's on TV now as the cool thing, and then that's what they try to do. But if they would just realize that if it wasn't for the veterans back in the day, Justin, go back to sleep, you prick.
No, I've never had this. What reaction? Any good Greg Gagne stories? He loves him. He loves the man. And I've got to ask it. Yeah, I know he's asked you when you were on the lockdown sessions for wrestling.
Yes, I have a couple good Greg Gagne tips.
I want to hear him. Come on, Frankie. I want to hear him as well.
All right. Well, back in the day, when we were doing TV in Las Vegas, the guys here in the Midwest, they would fly us out there, and Greg was doing all the TV at the time. We would do like 3 or 4 shows at a time. Well, we set it up where there was this Greek guy. His last name was Tolos. We set it up where he would be stationed 2 times per show, and it would fuck up Greg's mind. He didn't know. So he would keep calling Tolos's name 2 per show with a different name. And we were all just laughing. And Greg was finally like, Frankie, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, don't blame me. I had nothing to do with it. Because we would write their names down on the paper. Poor Greg. He got pissed.
Anything else that sticks out?
That's all I can think of now. But as the process goes, I'll get some more.
Of course. I'll ask you about that. Now, obviously, yeah. The AWA... the likes of Shawn Michaels were there before they went to WWF. So I know I've seen footage of you in ring in AWA against Shawn Michaels. Could you have foreseen how stratospheric his career was going to be even back then? Or did you?
I know he was going to make it big because, like I said, I had matches with him, with Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty, and a lot of those guys in the AWA. Hey, there's me before they went to WWE. So then at that point there, when we started doing TV for them, they would see us, and right away they would go to the producers or the agents at that time that they'd always want to work us because they knew how we worked and we'd be safe with them.
That's quite the endorsement for you, isn't it, as well? Knowing that you're gonna take care of them in there. That's amazing. Now you were in WWF as well. You were enhancing guys there. Just your time there. I know you were there for a number of years working for them. How was that? How was it different to the AWA? You know, the way it was run in that respect from your mindset, your perspective.
It was fine. It was a great time back then. Compared to now. See, the one that drew it away is that when Vince stopped doing, using enhancement guys, that's when it all stopped for everybody. He just started using guys like the Brooklyn Brawler as his enhancement guys, and that was the end of the run. So, but I was doing TV for them for about 10 to 12 years.
Quite, you know, when you talk about who did you get in there with as well? I'd like to ask you that, the viewers and listeners know. I know it's going to be the who's who, but yeah, the guys you got in there with in WWF at the time.
Yes, there were a lot of, like, Ted DiBiase. I had my match with Andre the Giant and Haku when they had the tag belts. It was funny because I knew Haku at the time also. So we're sitting there talking next to each other. Andre's doing his thing. We all know what that was. And then my partner comes in and takes a chair, sits down in front of us. Hey, guys, this is what I would like to do in our match. And Haku and I just looked at each other like, okay. And then Chief J. Strongbow was our agent at the time. And he goes, hey, boss, talking to Andre, who do you want to take it on? And Haku taps my leg. And Andre goes, him. And boy, did they kick the shit out of that guy in that match. Andre slams him, or he does a hip toss, and he's on all fours trying to get up. Andre drops an elbow on him with all his weight right on his back. killed him. And then Haku, the finish was his super kick. And Haku had some big toenails at the time, slashed his eye.
Oh, my God. But again, as we hear from you guys, eyes open, mouth shut, wasn't it?
That was that's what you got to do. Just listen. That's all you got to do.
How moronic did he want to be? And it's Andre of all people, Frankie.
Exactly.
You know, you hear about the top guys who had issues with him. You know, if he liked you, he liked you, didn't he? But the top, the guys at the tippy top, you know, he wasn't first on Randy Savage.
Randy Savage and the Iron Sheik. He did not like them.
And they were huge and then crazy. We've got Dennis Weber. We've got a comment here, Frankie. Thumper in the house.
So I know Dennis. Dennis is a good friend of mine here from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. Every year we have a show called Rise to Honor. My boy Dennis is the one that came up with the show, with the name.
There we go. High praise indeed for you there, Dennis, from Frankie. My friend from the UK here, it's Joel Michael. Did Frankie ever wrestle Adrian Street?
Down in Nashville, Tennessee, Joel. Yes.
How was he? How did the match go?
Great.
Did he get along?
Put him over. Great guy. Great personality as well, too. Who else? Lewis. No, I have not had the honor of wrestling in Scotland. I'm sorry.
Lewis is training up in Scotland as well, Frankie. So any advice you could give him? Because I know you've trained a myriad of guys up there. So yeah, Lewis, if you want any advice from Frankie, he's here. He'll give you, he'll help you. He will. He's got years in the business.
Lewis, what I can tell you here right now, as Stu said, keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. Ears open as well. You want to learn. If you have any questions, talk to your trainer afterwards about the process if there was something that you have missed. You don't want to hold up the training session by asking questions. Just put that aside until later on in the training session.
We've got Dennis Weber back again. Been long time. Thanks, brother. Good to see you. Thank you, Dennis.
You too, Dennis.
Justin Clapp has sent me a message via WhatsApp as well. He's doubling up here, but I'm going to read it out. I'm going to do my best. His English is good. It'll be fine. Ask Frankie about Jake the Milkman, Milliman. I think it's Milliman.
Yes. Milliman.
I know they have teamed up before. So, yeah, yes. I'd like to know.
Jake and I are very good friends. He lives not too far from me. We are the former AWA World Tag Team Champions. Back when the AWA subsided, somebody else had the rights and the property to go on with the tradition. And Jake and I won them at a Bruce City Wrestling show back in the day. Yep.
Amazing. Then he asks, was he involved with the AWA Team Challenge Series? As I remember, Todd Becker and Jake Millman, but I can't recall if Frankie was involved. If he was, what team was he on?
I was not. I was hurt at that time. I was supposed to be on Larry Zbyszko's team. Right. But unfortunately, I got hurt and I wasn't able to participate.
We've got Lewis again. He's just thanking you for your advice. No, cheers.
You're
Lewis.
Welcome, Lewis.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Now, I know you've been asked on a previous podcast. You enjoyed going to Vegas, didn't you, for the AWA?
Yes.
Some stories about Vegas, like when you were there. I'd love to hear. I know you've obviously said about matches and stuff on other pods, but some Vegas stories, Frankie, because I know you love Vegas.
That one where we messed around with Greg about the Tolos, about having the extra guy there. Boy, you're catching me off hard with this one here. Basically it was fun. You know, we had our time there. It was, we would get there the night before. It was always red eye. Then the next day, we would all just lounge out at the pool, talk about how we were going to do things. It was very professional back in the AWA days. You know, I'm not taking anything away from our time in the WWF when we had our time there too. But it was always fun. It was always fun. You know, we always had our stories on the road, you know, but some of those are very personal that we keep, you know, in the heart. But
Of course. I'm respectful of that.
There was one time where Jake Roberts had the snake in the shower, and Hercules Hernandez went in there, and he was death-defying of snakes. And I think he didn't shit himself because he wasn't wearing any clothes. But he got out of there, fell on the ground because the floor was wet, and the snake was just, you know, staying moist from the shower. But that was a good one.
That's my idea of horror. I hate snakes. I don't know about you, but I couldn't have roomed with Jake if I was on the road.
Yeah.
Back then, no chance. Yeah. Now, April 19th, I'd be remiss not to speak about Bruce City Wrestling. You've had the company for 20 years now as well, haven't you? So
absolutely,
Well done. Well done on that as well. That's a long time in the biz with the company. Yes. And I know how proud you are because I've heard you talk about Bruce City so glowingly in shows. But yeah, your event on the 19th of April, so it's next Friday, a week today, and it's Spring Fever at the Elks Lodge. Famous venue, actually. I know of the Elks Lodge. Yeah. So, man.
Yeah, we have a great show on hand. We're going to have 7 matches. The main event is going to be our champion, Marvelous Ethan Matthews, as he takes on Drake Daniels for the championship. We also have NWA Talent, the Brothers of Funstruction, Yabo and his brother, taking on the BCW Tag Team Champions, Guilty by Association, Tyler Sullivan and Salem Crane. Plus, Nick Colucci will be on the show. Sean Priest, Demented Chucky Bates will defend his Elks Lodge 400 championship in a triple threat match. You know, we pack them in there all the time. We average 250-plus fans every month. And, you know, back in January at my very last show, and the reason why that, I'll get into that in a minute, we had over 700 fans pack into that. We had War Games, 2 rings, 1 cage. That was my absolute final wrestling match because I was having neck surgery. In fact, I don't know if you can see it right here. Here's the scar right there.
Oh, man.
I had it 6 weeks ago. I'm doing great from the neck surgery. I will be having back surgery at the end of 2024. So, I will never participate in a match again. I'm very thankful for what I've done over 45 years in the business. And I'm done. So, people, we have a great following at our fairs and festivals. In fact, our fairs and festival shows will be starting up next month in May. So that's a plus for us. And I'm very happy with the progress that the company and the talent with the veterans and the young kids that we have in the company.
Amazing. No, just fantastic. 20 years, man. And yeah. How did you feel about retirement? Did you build up to it?
It was sad. Legitimately, I was supposed to retire 8 years ago. It was longer than that. I'm sorry, it's about 12 years ago. But at the time, I was divorced, and I had a little squabble with my ex-wife. And the plan was to have my kids in the ring with me as a farewell because I wanted them in the ring with me. And because of our little squabble, she did not have the kids come to the show. So now, this past January 6th of 2024, both of my boys were there in the cage with me, and that was my final farewell. I was content with that. So,
that's good, man. That's good. I can only imagine just the years in it. You know, I'm looking at it from perspective. You know, we look at it so different how you guys and the mental toll and everything you've done. So, no, thank you for doing it. For yourself, not just the fans. If that's
absolutely. Correct. You know, we have a great, myself and our wrestlers, we have a great rapport with the fans. They come back every month. And afterwards, we have our after party, our social time with the wrestlers. And the fans, about 40 to 50 of them, always stick around. We eat, we drink, we socialize. And, you know, that's a great thing that we do here at Bruce City Wrestling.
the family. It's like a family, you know.
It is.
Yeah. Incredible.
It's a family show.
Incredible.
Lewis has a question for me.
I will fire it up. I love this. You're doing my job for me. I'm loving this, Frankie. This is great. How do you get booked for a show? So you said, obviously, a talent would like to come in. Yeah.
Exactly.
How that have happened?
For yourself, Lewis, if you want to get booked for a show, I don't know how long you've been training or if you've had any matches from within your home-based company, but what I would do is get in the car with your veterans and go to the shows with them and bring some material with you, some DVDs or a resume, and talk to the booker or the promoter and let them know that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get on their show.
Thank you. I know he'll appreciate that. He's working hard up in there in Scotland. I tell you, we've got some good schools over here.
Good.
There is, to be fair. The UK scene's in a good spot. No, it has been for a number of years, to be fair.
Frankie, is the WAWA, do they still have a school there?
Yeah, the Knights. Yeah,
the Knights.
The WAW still going strong. They were out in, there was a show in South Africa, but I know Ricky Senior couldn't go, but obviously his wife was wrestling on that card, so it was a WAW South Africa show, which I thought was that they're still going strong.
Very good.
Still going strong.
Good. Like, what about their son? What about the junior?
I'm Alex Rodriguez,
and I'm Jason Kelly
from Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oh, Junior, yeah, their grandson, yeah, Roy's son, who I've had on the podcast, actually, doing amazing. Roy said by the time he's 25, he's still, you know, he said he was going to do it. And Zach, Roy's brother.
Is Zach still working too?
He's in AEW Ring of Honor. He's been flying over.
I haven't seen him on TV yet.
Maybe the dark matches, maybe
the dark matches. Okay,
but they know of him now, and he's in there. So yeah, nothing but respect for the Knights and what they've done. For
very
the
nice, very good.
Thank you, man. That's cool. So modern wrestling. I've got to get onto this. You're not a fan. You're not a fan. I can just tell. Where are they going wrong in these matches on the big companies? What is the problem?
Well,
in your mind,
let me start with AEW. This past Wednesday, they brought up what happened between CM Punk and Jungle Jack Perry. AEW had no right whatsoever to do that. If you want to progress and move your company forward, you do not show the past. And they were trying to do it for ratings, and the ratings didn't help them at all. You know, they're trying to put the FTR and the Young Bucks together because they're saying that FTR are good friends with CM Punk. You don't do it that way. I don't know if you've seen some of the footage of their shows recently. Probably about for the last 8 to 9 months, they're only filling half of their venues.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
The dark side, the camera side, the hard camera side of the venue, there's nobody there. They're only doing 2,000 to 3,000 people at shows now. When Okada debuted for a Collision, there was maybe 2,000 people. The whole opposite side was empty. They should honestly be running smaller venues, like ECW Arena would be a nice place for them. You know, 2,000 people, they could easily get in there. They should not be drawing or booking these bigger venues. They should not, because they do have great talent there, but they should not be in these big venues like WWE. They cannot compete with WWE right now.
No,
WWE is at the pinnacle.
Unbelievable.
AEW is right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, they should have never bought Ring of Honor either. Tony Khan should have never done that, because what is he doing with that company? They, when they do their TV shows for YouTube for that company, after Wednesday Dynamite, a lot of people leave. There's nobody there to watch that show either, which is a shame. Back in the day, Ring of Honor was a major company. Now, when they sold out and they've done nothing, Ring of Honor is a thing of the past, unfortunately.
It's just like, how many guys did he want to add to the roster?
Yeah.
There's just too many. There's too many.
They still have AWA guys doing Ring of Honor shows, and it's not right. Definitely not right. It's a shame.
I went to London last August. I went to the Wembley Stadium show.
Sure.
Reason being, I was at SummerSlam 92 at Wembley. Dad took me down. I was like, I will go. And they were all right. It was going. It wasn't too bad at that time. Ever since then, take the Punk Jack Perry thing out of it. Separate thing and all that, and it's bad and what have you.
Sure.
It's been on the decline since London. Where's MJF? Where's MJF?
Right. Everyone thought that he was going to be going to WWE, but I've heard that he's going to re-sign back with AEW, which honestly, that's fine. But honestly, I believe he'd be better off in, you know, WWE.
What about all the belts as well, Frankie? I don't get it.
He could have such great matches with AJ Styles, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, all those good matches that he could have there. But now if he goes back to AEW, I think that's going to hinder him. If it's all about the money, that's great. Okada, he signed 4 years for $13 million. That's good for Okada. And who else just signed there? Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. You know, he's another one. He should have never went out Wednesday night and did the thing about Triple H.
Yeah.
Saying his little thing that he can go, you know, he doesn't care about taking less time on the shows or whatever, but Triple H never mentioned him during that promo. Why would a guy like Will Ospreay, who is a great, great talent, go out there and mention Triple H when Triple H never mentioned his name? Nobody knew what he was talking about.
It's nonsense, isn't it?
That's
come from Tony Khan, I've heard.
Of course he is.
You hear a lot.
Tony Khan is going out there trying to make things, you know, for ratings. Just go out there and do what you have to do. See, in my eyes, I'm sorry, but Tony Khan is nothing but a money mark. Mm-hmm. He's a guy, he's AEW is WCW 2.0. It's eventually going to fall. Who knows when? I hope it never does, because it keeps WWE in balance of things. But what's going to happen if, say, when AEW does go under? What's going to happen to all those guys? Will they go to WWE? Who knows? Will they go back to Japan or England for those guys as well? You piss off the WWE now. Who knows? You break that bridge, you know.
Dennis Webber's got a comment, because obviously we're speaking about AEW. MJF has peaked in AEW. AEW has potential, but Tony Khan needs help. He has many experienced veterans there that could help you, but he doesn't want to leave it to like a Jerry Lynn or someone.
Exactly.
Who's got the experience to do it.
That's why you have guys like the Young Bucks, Jerry Lynn, Dean Malenko back there to help you with these things. And Tony Khan wants to play, you know, WWE 2024 with his talent, and it's not right. You know, that's why you want to be the owner, be the owner. Just sit back, let those veterans, you know, do what they have to do to make your product better.
It makes you realize with Cody gone, I think he was a good go-between when he was there with the talent. This sort of shit wasn't going on when he was there, was it? And, oh, he's He's booked himself in this match. He's booked himself in that match. He lost the TNT title various times. It was a load of nonsense, but it makes you realize how strong Cody was backstage. He kept it in order. Somebody just, I don't know. I don't want to make it about AEW the whole episode, Frankie, but
No. I don't care. That's fine, because it's always good to get someone else's opinion out there too about them. You know, it's not right when the booker puts titles on themselves either. How many times have the Young Bucks put the tag belts on themselves? Mm. Even in indie wrestling, you do not put the title on yourself. In the 20 years that I have had my company, not once have I had a major championship. You know, I have never had the heavyweight title. I've never had the heritage title. I've never had a championship that I wore. It was all about, you know, promoting the talent from within, your stars that you make. That's why I always put the stars of Bruce City Wrestling. That's what it's about. Not about the promoter, Frankie DeFalco. Yes, towards the end of the run, it was, but not as much. No, hell no. You don't make it about yourself when you're the boss.
Booking 101 from Frankie DeFalco there. Tony Khan, step down. Frankie DeFalco, come in and book it and sort the boys out and just bring a bit of logic to wrestling. You know, I don't want to shit on them too much, because I was enjoying stuff, but Wardlow was a big one for me. MJF put him over. He absolutely smashed him in the match. And then I was like, right, he's on the precipice now. They put the TNT title on him. They should have gone to the top. He beat MJF. MJF put him over strong for 10 minutes in that match. He hardly got any offense in. They've done it so many times. Wardlow's got the look. He could be a bit better on the mic, don't get me wrong. But he's good. He's good in there. I don't know, man. I don't know anymore.
He's a great talent. Wardlow is a great hand to have in that business, you know, but that's the thing with Tony Khan. He doesn't know which guys to push. Does not. You know, it's a shame. You know, when and if MJF ever comes back, they should not put the belt on him right away. Let him earn it. Let him take the steps to get there. If it takes a year, let it take a year. You don't put it back on him right away. You know, I don't know if you saw the interview of Edge where they started off the show right away.
Yes.
Because they were knocking on the CM Punk interview, blah, blah, blah. When he said that, he had things on the right. But then the following week, what happens? They show that stupid promo, that video of Jack and CM Punk. And then Will Ospreay does the negative promo too. How can you go from one thing about being happy in the locker room, being promising company, and then you go ahead and shit on the company that's kicking your ass all the time? You know, it's not right. The best thing to do is not mention the opposition. If you're, I have a logo that I put on my Facebook page every once in a while. Make yourself your own brand, and nobody else is better than you. If you're your own entity, worry about that and don't worry about anybody else. But there's not a week that AEW does not mention WWE, and that's their own fault, because now they're making WWE more relevant than they already are.
It's like the jealous school kid to me. They've looked at how successful those two nights were, how the whole week went actually in Philadelphia. Unbelievable. I've been over to 7 WrestleManias. You know, I have gone over there.
Really?
It's just like, and I'm not a fan of the two nights, but if I'm being uber critical, but what a weekend in Philly from start to finish.
It was phenomenal. They haven't announced next year yet, but I heard it's Minneapolis.
Yes, at Vikings Stadium, which is still relatively
new. Nice, that'll be great. It's close to Wisconsin.
People
from the area, the Midwest, will definitely be going up there.
Absolutely. You're a hotbed in your area. Even I know this, and I'm in the UK. Yes. Let's get it in there. And a roof. There's a frigging roof on the stadium because friends of mine have gone over from here and they said it was Baltic on night one. It was freezing. Absolutely.
You know, I can see that if it is in Minneapolis, I hope that they put Milwaukee's favorite son, the Crusher, in their Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Because he's not in there and he should be. You know, AWA, that's AWA territory, Minneapolis.
Yes.
Mad Dog Rashawn should be in there. The Crusher, Vern Gagne is already in there, but that was part of the reason why they bought the company and the library. So Vern Gagne is already in their Hall of Fame, but I hope that the Crusher goes in. He better be in there.
Triple H has got the reins now.
Yes.
Now Vince is out. Now Vince is out the picture. The true guys are going to go in, aren't they?
And it's great because Vince was always going back on the precipice of how it used to be back in the day. Now Triple H has the flappers on and just looking forward to the bright future on how things should be done now. And it's great. It's great.
Demolition for me. Demolition. Billy D. And Darso, they need to go in. They need to go. But we could make a case for hundreds of guys here, couldn't we?
Yes.
It's like the celebrity wing. It's I know they're part of wrestling. I get it, the history, but let's get the guys in first that have, you know, worked their nuts off for years for us fans.
Exactly. You know, I've always pushed for it. They should have enhancement guys.
Yes.
In there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
One or two. You know, because if it wasn't for guys like me,
absolutely,
Tom Rocky Stone, Jake the Milkman Milliman, Steve Lombardi, a lot of those guys, back in the day, we were putting those guys over left and right. And if it wasn't for us, those guys, I'm sorry, but they would be going in a different way right now.
Barry Horowitz, who I've had on the show years.
My boy Barry. Love Barry Horowitz.
What a guy. Yes. What a guy he is. A great person. Unbelievable when I had him on.
Yes.
But again, I had Jacques Rougeau on recently. He said, you need the dance partner. He said it.
Yes.
And he said, all you guys, you know, you made the top talent better. Hogan, everybody. How was Hogan? Did you have many dealings with Hogan?
Hogan's a great guy, down-to-earth type of guy. You know, he knew where he was in the company, but he didn't treat anybody any less than they already were, you know. He treated everybody equally. So people could say what they want about Hulk Hogan, but he treated everybody equal. He never did anything wrong with me.
No. There you go. That's it, isn't it?
That's what it is.
I loved Hogan when I was growing up. Obviously, that was we were the market. We were the market, even over here in the UK. You know, I like the Warrior though. I did like the Warrior. Impressionable, the tassels, the color. We've heard different stuff about the Warrior, but he got me on board, and that's what they were after, wasn't it? You know.
Yeah, that was one thing they didn't do too this year is they did not have the Warrior Award.
No.
I don't know why.
It's been a good one, hasn't it? You know, when you look who's gone in, yeah, they change things, man. They change things, but yeah. What about Bret Hart? Now he's still my favourite to this day. Justin Clapper will tell you I don't shut up about Bret Hart. I've talked about him so many times on this show, but he is still my favourite. He's the ultimate. I met him in New Jersey in 2013. Finally, couldn't muster up a sentence, Frankie. And I just said I was at SummerSlam '92. He said, "Did you like the outdoor?" Did you like the outdoor shows? I said, yes, Mr. Hart.
How many people did they have at that SummerSlam when you were there?
It was disputed, wasn't it? I think they had it as 82,000. That's what WWE had it as. But as we know, gates and numbers and stuff like that are always, you know, they push them up, don't they? But they reckon 82.
Okay. 80. And how many did AEW say they had there?
When the council put the turnstile, they get the turnstile numbers in. I think it was 60 something, but they said it was 70 odd, maybe 80. But the council, Brent Council down in there in London, get the numbers coming through on the turnstiles.
Even still, WWE outdrew AEW there. you know, when they had WrestleMania 3, 91 or 92,000 people were in the Silver Dome. But anyways, that's enough about those guys.
with Bruce City, I'm also going to ask about you training. I'd like to know about the guys you're training in the vicinity of Wisconsin.
Yes, I have a school called the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy. And my good friend Steve Carino came up with that name. And my school now, we're going on 6 years. I have had a lot of talent come through that have wrestled for WWE and AEW for them on TV. Currently, right now, I have about 10 new students, and I have two more starting next week. I see, as of right now, I have probably three shining lights that could definitely make it. One young man by the name of Corey, he's probably about 170, 185 pounds. He's a little jumping jack. He's going to be a high flyer. I can see him going down the road when he's ready. And I have a couple others. I have a woman by the name of Ryan. She trained down at the Rhodes Academy down in Georgia. And now she moved up here. She's a traveling nurse. And she's, you know, refining her skills as well at the Thumper's Den. My school is located in Cudahy, Wisconsin, which is a town near Milwaukee. So we train there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. But sometimes we go a little bit longer because I don't have any clocks in the school and we lose track of time. So sometimes, you know, we do our regular cardio to start everybody, get that blood flowing, circulating. When it's nice out, they'll run 3 or 5 laps outside. Then we do some more cardio outside. Then inside, we do our drills. And then we get to the training. We at least do 45 minutes of cardio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have to. Because if you don't get your cardio up, you know, what happens if I ask you to do a 30-minute match and you're only liable to do 15 minutes? That's not good, you know. So we do a lot of different things. We do things that WWE does because that's where they want to go. Everybody has aspirations of going to WWE or AEW. But, you know, at my school, we have ropes. We don't have cables because WWE has ropes. So that's what we do. I have a referee by the name of Dan Perch.
I've had him on. What a guy. What, again, clapper set. So what a
guy. Did he have his coffee? Did he have his coffee and smiling?
Well, he's always smiling. He just...
Oh, my God.
What a guy.
I got a Perch story.
Come on. Hit me with it.
Several years ago, we were going to a fair up northern Wisconsin, not near Justin. Thank God. No, anyways. And... all of a sudden, I get a phone call from one of the guys. He goes, hey, we just had an accident. We're in a ditch. I'm like, okay, maybe they're pulled off the road. So we're driving. We see them. The trailer and the SUV are tipped over in a ditch. Here's Perch on the side of the road, smiling with his cup of coffee. The coffee never spilled. It was great. Oh, my God. Kurt, you know, if I could clone 30 Perches, I would have my company. You know, he is so high elevated. I sent his video to WWE, to NXT. They loved him. They loved the video. They sent it to Triple H. He loved it.
Amazing.
And then
yeah, man.
That's when Vince stopped doing bringing indie guys down to NXT.
Mm. He'll get it. He's got GCW now. He's got AAW yes. out of Chicago.
Yeah.
It'll only be a matter of time. But what a good yes. soul he is. What
I
a
hope
good
he
soul.
Goes there. He deserves WWE, yeah. and they deserve him. I love Perch so much. Mm-hmm. You know, I have another guy who's just like Perch, demented Chucky Bates. He's another guy, Stu, I would recommend for you to have on.
I will.
He plays the gimmick in and out. He's my head trainer at the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy. He is so elevated, so high-spirited. If I could clone 30 guys of him, mm-hmm. I'd have 30 referees like Perch, 30 workers like Chucky. My company would be done.
Production my line. God. Yeah, that'd be
Chucky. I don't know if Justin was before or after him, but I don't know that.
Okay. I'll get him. We'll have him. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So going back to that, I can tell by the way you're doing it. Let's get the fundamentals right with this talent first and foremost.
Yes. You have to.
Yeah.
There's some guys who pick up the product right away. Mm-hmm. They get it. Those are the ones that get it. The ones who don't is going to take a little while. But the ones who are training right now, they'll be ready for my fairs and festival shows. I will not have them perform at the house shows. But for the fairs and festivals, they have to be ready to wrestle in front of the fans. But those fans are not considered really wrestling fans. Those are fair goers who come, who don't know the difference. So I have talent right now who are definitely ready to be on the fairs and festival shows.
How many of them are you going to be doing? I'm obviously assuming during the summer, you're going to have a lot of them going on.
As of right now, I have 10 fairs and festivals all lined up. My biggest one will be Summerfest. It's the world's largest music festival. This will be our 10th year there.
Amazing.
And on an average, now I know that they're not wrestling fans. They're fair goers, Summerfest people. They stop by. You know, they come, they go after several matches. But on a high end, when we start, like, through halfway through, we get about 3,000 fans or fairgoers who get to know our product. Absolutely. And we're always passing out the flyers for our upcoming show so they know what's going on. They have our website to see the upcoming shows as well. Every show, Stu, we're getting new fans, probably 5 to 8 new fans every show. So it's just like fishing. You put the right bait out there, you hook them, you bring them in, and they are at the Bruce City Wrestling shows.
Amazing. As you say, you get them in, draw them in. You never know you're going to captivate. It's wrestling. Absolutely.
People love wrestling.
I've got a photo here, actually, which I haven't put up yet. So I'm gonna throw it on for you.
Okay.
There we
go.
On the old ESPN Classic, on the reruns there that they used to do.
Yep.
We used to get ESPN Classic over here as well.
AWA. You notice the elbow pad on the right side?
I do, yeah.
Can you guess who my idol was back when I was growing up, before I even started wrestling?
Right. I'm gonna say no here, and you're going to be gutted, but you're going to have to tell me. Nope. Oh. The dream. It's the dream, for God's sake.
The American dream, Dusty
terrible,
Rhodes.
Terrible.
Here's some stories. Here's some stories now, brother. Before I started going in, I was wrestling the younger kids on the playground. And now we're on asphalt, and I'm giving pile drivers. I'm giving figure four leg locks. There was one kid, his name was Corey. It was a shoot figure four. I popped the ligaments in his leg. Oops, sorry. I did not know better. I used to do the Dusty shit on people all the time. When I was younger, my nickname was Dusty. I had no choice but to go into the business. as my idol, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I imitated him. I love Dusty. I never had the chance of bringing him into my company or wrestle with him. God, I really wish I would have. I tried many times. I tried, but it was towards the end. You know, he had his last run with my good friend Steve Carino in ECW, and then he went on to be a teacher with NXT. But he never was wrestling again at that age, at that time. But boy, I really wish I would have brought him in. Man. I would have teamed with him. I wouldn't have cared. He wouldn't have done much. I would have freaking loved it.
No.
I probably would have shut down the company at that point there.
Yeah, that would have been
I would have shot my fucking load right there. That I had the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, in Bruce City Wrestling. But I had a lot of, you know, Greg the Hammer Valentine, the Honky Tonk Man, Mr. USA, Tony Atlas, Brutus Beefcake. A lot of legends have come through Bruce City Wrestling that I cherish those memories with. You know, I'm still going to be bringing in a few. Tommy Dreamer, the Innovator of Violence, has wrestled in Bruce City Wrestling. Who else? Boy, I'm drawing blanks right now. Dennis, if you're still on, help me along the way.
You've had Pentagon, haven't you? Because I was looking
at Pentagon. Yes.
I love Pentagon.
Yes.
There's another guy, not to make it about AEW, but
yes.
What?
Bully Ray. Bully Ray has been in Bruce City Wrestling.
Now, I'm legitimately scared of him. I saw him and Devon at WrestleCon a few years ago. They've just got that aura. But then I've heard he is lovely. He's a nice guy.
If Uncle Bully ever sees this, he is a pussycat. There he is. Rhino has been in. The Good Brothers have been in.
Man. Yeah, man.
The Good Brothers have been. Thanks, Dennis.
And it's amazing. Yes. It's amazing for your younger talent over the years, isn't it, as well? Your local, you know, your indie guys that are in there to see and to be amongst them. Incredible. What a 20 years, Frankie.
Oh, it's been phenomenal. I consider Bruce City Wrestling going another 5 or 10 more years. God willing, if I'm still around, it will. But if it doesn't, when I pass away, is what it is. Bruce City Wrestling is the pinnacle of independent wrestling in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other companies, Insane Championship Wrestling, who is run by a guy named Dysfunction. I trained him. I helped him get into the business. Mm-hmm. He does great well in a smaller venue. He does 100, 125, 150 people at his shows. He's happy with that. Tony Khan, get the hint. Use smaller venues to make your company better. Anyways, but yeah, there's really good other companies in the state of Wisconsin, but Bruce City Wrestling is the best, and everybody else run. They can ride the tailcoat of Bruce City Wrestling.
It's all good, man. Fantastic, fantastic. And just in closing, we'll plug the show next Friday again. Big, big plug from you, Frankie, before we go to Spring Fever.
Yes. This Friday, April 19th, 1 week from today, Spring Fever 24 at the Elks Lodge 400, 2301 Springdale Road in Waukesha, Wisconsin. 7 Fandemonium matches headlined by the main event. Marvelous Ethan Matthews defends his Bruce City Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship against Drake Daniels. For the Bruce City Wrestling Tag Team Championship, Guilty by Association, Salem Crane and Tyler Sullivan defend their titles against the Brothers of Funstruction from the NWA, the Great Brothers, I tell you, who knows what can happen on that night. Yabo and his brother, Rick, it's going to be that match right there could tear the roof off the building. Demented Chucky Bates defends his Elks Lodge 400 championship in a triple threat match, plus three other Fandemonium matches. Get your tickets on BruceCityWrestling.com. There's not many front row tickets left. Maybe as of right now, there's four left. But you don't want to miss any of the Bruce City Wrestling shows. We'll be on tour throughout the state and in Illinois. We just booked a show down there in Naperville, Illinois. Just go to BruceCityWrestling.com for our events page, and you will see all what's going on to see the stars of Bruce City Wrestling.
Go on, Frankie. Yeah, I like that. Dennis Weber again, just saying about alumni guys that passed through. You had a young Seth Rollins wrestle there.
That's right.
It was Tyler Black. So, yes.
Dennis, God damn it, come back so we can do lunch or something. Get out of your hole. Tyler Black and Merrick Brave used to come up from Des Moines, Iowa to wrestle for me back in the day when I first started in 2004. They were part of Bruce City Wrestling. Young Adam Pierce was part of it as well. Steve Corino, when he was the AWA World Heavyweight Champion, wrestled for Bruce City Wrestling. So many talented young guys have come through the doors of Bruce City Wrestling.
Justin Clapper.
It makes me want to cry.
We got to get Justin, you guys to come and
Justin, home. Get me a freaking venue and you can be my agent up there. Let's talk. We're friends on Facebook. Just get me a venue and we will go from there. We'll bring the stars of Bruce City Wrestling up north, Wisconsin. I know you want it up there. You want to see the stars of Bruce City Wrestling.
And just to reiterate, Justin's not from Milwaukee. I've been getting it wrong for years. He corrected me last week.
He's from up north. Yeah.
It'd be like when I was telling you previously, it'd be like someone saying you're English. Then again, my mate from the Midlands in England when we were in America, the person thought he was Australian. Are you Australian? Yeah. He goes, I'm from Birmingham in the UK. I'm not from Australia. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it, I tell you. And we've got another one. Let's do it. There we go. North Wisconsin.
As soon as we're done with this, Justin, I'm going to contact you on Facebook. In fact, fuck it. I'm doing it now.
There we go. Frankie DiFalco, thank you so, so much. Former AWA, WWE, NWA talent, owner and promoter of Brew City Wrestling. Fantastic. 20 years, 20th anniversary for the promotion. Fantastic. April 19th for the next show as well. Thank you so, so much for coming on Stu's Wrestling Podcast, episode 175.
Thank you very much. This is a great podcast you have here going on, brother. Hopefully, we'll get more of Bruce City Wrestling stars on here to help you along the way.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frankie. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, brother. Have a great day.
Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.